All right.
I'm just so I don't understand ESPN and the NFL and the Disney Plus and they wanting to screw up broadcast. They're doing another one. Remember last year they did the what was it, the Toy Story for the Falcons Jags
game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
Well, this year they're going to do another one.
Mm.
And it's going to be a Simpsons themed broadcast. December 9th, the Monday Night Football Bengals and Cowboys.
How do you not like the Simpsons?
I love it. For, okay. I just think this
feels
is
weird that it's a Disney thing. Right? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you can watch the Simpsons on Disney+.
I know. I just see that seems not the way it was supposed to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was meant to
never
be
designed that way.
Maybe Matt Groening
Bart Simpson just doesn't scream Disney to me. Never has, never will.
Eat my shorts.
I wasn't even allowed to watch Simpsons when I was little.
Oh, I got to watch
it. You watch it.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed. It was too much. Of course, I was like, you know, a lot younger than y'all.
No
big deal.
It was on while we were probably your age.
You know what? Like, yeah, it's like.
What do you mean? My age before? What does that
mean? I'm saying like.
It's been on since like 1989.
Yeah, it's been on forever. So like when you were of an age where you weren't allowed to watch it, we were at that age at one point and we were still watching it.
Oh. I got to watch
it.
That's
the way we are right now.
But then my mom would be like, I can't stand that Bart Simpson.
Yeah.
She didn't like Bart.
Yeah.
Because he was kind of a.
My mom didn't like him either. That's probably why I wasn't allowed to watch it.
I'm going to get in trouble. One of my cousins, my mom used to say that he reminded her of Bart Simpson, but it was used as a negative.
Yeah, I was going to say that's terrifying.
That personal name, nameless, but yeah, he lived near where I grew up. Dylan has got some audio from me because one head coach is very non-committal on his starting quarterback, who they just drafted less than, just over a year ago. Anthony Richardson decided to take himself out of the game at one point because he ran too much. Doesn't help the fact that he was pretty horrific in the game. He was 10 of 32 against the Texans defense. They still almost won the game. Maybe he'd have been like 12 of 32, they would have won the game. You never know. But Steichen was asked if they're sticking with Richardson.
Is Anthony the starting quarterback right now? Or not?
Right now, today, yes.
Just you don't know for the upcoming game if he is a starter.
We're evaluating.
Okay. Does that sound non-committal to you? Because it does to me.
Yes.
I'm actually kind of impressed by the blunt honesty. You know what I mean? A lot of times coaches will dance around it, and you know those are ongoing conversations. We approach it every week and watch the film, make those decisions on a week-to-week basis. Anthony's our guy, but you know, we got to look at all options and he's the future, but like, nah, you're just like, yeah, I mean, as of today. Yeah. But you know, all options are out there.
What I'm trying to figure out is it the tone of it too? Are they evaluating all options because they didn't like the honesty part? Is it because you weren't going all out and you had to check yourself out?
Like, is it
an effort?
I think
are you talking about because he took himself out of the game?
Yeah, like, because if it had been some sort of health kind of thing, we wouldn't be having this discussion. So from what that tells me is it's not really a health thing.
Somebody asked me about the Richardson thing. They're like, man, I'm glad he took myself out of the game. He was honest. And I was like, dude, I would have puked down my jersey on national television before I took myself out of the game.
Would have just lied. Like, I think honestly, I ran to the bathroom or something.
Yeah. I think it's performance. I'm telling you that the offense performed at a higher level in the one and a half games that Flacco played in than it did Sunday against the Texans. I can tell you that much. And they're 4-4, and they're not out of anything. They have a chance to make the playoffs. Head coaches don't have time to develop quarterbacks anymore. Unless you have a guy, like, that is the beauty of what we've doing here with Penix.
Yeah.
But
It's kind of, and honestly, it's kind of the Will Levis thing that goes along with it. You know, a lot of people they start looking at Will Levis' career, and you're like, when has this guy ever done anything that deserved a starting role in the NFL?
And like, honestly, like,
he left Penn State. He wasn't, I mean, never had a winning record at Kentucky. Wasn't great.
Well,
he
did more, with all due respect, and I'm a Florida guy, he did more than Anthony Richardson did at Florida.
No, I know, but that's my point. It's the same thing. It's like, at what point did we decide that this guy's got to be crowned the starter in the NFL?